The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Vav. Today's Daf is being studied. The Adon Nishmat Morzekini, Yosef ben Sarah, and Marat Zekinati, Yafar ben Sarah, the Abraham ben Esther, Hashem Tenehem ben Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied for Asherema, Sarah bat Rachel, Sarah Ruhama bat Rachel, Enna Refan Lahim, for the Nefesh, for the Guf, for the Kerabadabo. וכן ירסום ונאמר, אמן. We learned on the, we're on דף ה' עמוד ב', and we're going to start 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. אמר לרא פפא לאביה, לממרא דסבר שמואל ידיים שאין מוכיחות, הביאן ידיים? We're talking about a case over here where Shmuel just told us on the previous דף, that if a person says Natan la kesef v'amar la hare at mekudeshet, even though he didn't say hare at mekudeshet li, so he says it's mekudeshet. So that's a case of yadayim. Yadayim is literally a handle, which means the words themselves are not mochiach. It's yadayim. It's just she'ena mochichot because you don't know it's to him. Because all he said was Hare at Mekudeshet. And Shmuel says it is Mekudeshet. So must be holds that when you have words that are vague, Yadayim She'enam Mechichot, Havyan Yadayim. That's why it must be Mekudeshet. So the Gemara says, how could that be? The member of the Sabbath Shmuel, Yadayim She'en Mechichot, Havyan Yadayim. Ve'atena, we learned in the Mishnah. Ha'omer Ehe. Person says Ehe, I shall be. Hare ze nazir. He becomes a nazir. Vavinan ba. So the Gemara analyzes. Vedilma ehe betanit kamar. Maybe he means ehe betanit. Maybe we're going to fast. Vamar Shmuel. Vehu shaya nazir. Ove lefanav. Shmuel said the only time ehe makes the guy a nazir is talking about where the nazir is actually walking by at the time that he says ehe. Tamad nazir ove lefanav. No. But if the Nazir was not working around, the word Ehe is Yadayim She'ena Mukhihot. It's a terminology that is not Mukhah. And so we'll say what? He's not a Nazir. So therefore, why by Kiddushin, when he says Hareat Mekudeshet, he didn't say the word Li. Why is it considered Mekudeshet? Achal Maskinan, the Amar Li. In the case of the way he said Li. Very nice. So there was Hadush to his. He said that I'm Mekudesh Li. Pshita, of course it's Mekudesh. So Gemara says, my Kamashmalan is Yani Lishne Batrae Kamashmalan. It's coming to teach us the other Lishonot, like Hareni Ishech or Eni Ishech, that we said those words are not good. We said in the previous Braita, we said, Oshua made a statement, we said, only if the guy is taking the lady, but if he says, Hareni Ishech, I will be to you a husband. So that's not good. So they write, the hadush of that statement was not the first part. That happened with Kudesh. Of course it's good. The hadush is on the second parts of the statement that they are not good. The kamar bu enkam bet mihush, ben de kedushin, ben de gerushin. The hadush is on the gerushin case as well, where he says, what was one of the cases of gerushin, where he said, Eni Ishech. Right? I am not your husband anymore. So that also was not going to be good. Why? Right? By Kiddushin, he's got to do the taking. And not that he is taken. But Kiddushin also, it says, he does the sending out. Right? Now he should send himself any ishech. That is the hadush. That's why it's no good. Rabbanan, hare at ishti. Hare at arusati, hare at kinuyali. All those cases, kinuyali, you're acquired to me. Mekudesh, that is lashon kedushin. Hare at sheli, hare at birshuti, you are in my possession. Hare at zikukali, you are bound to me, mekudeshet. Also, so you got three and three. So Gemara says, "Vilitnu kulahu kechada." What you tell to me in one shot? What you have to tell me three cases that have mekudeshet? Three cases that have mekudeshet. Gemara says, "Tana tlat tlat shemirinu v'gelshin." That's the way he heard it. The Tana heard it in groupings of three. If we repeated it the way he heard it, "Ibayilu miyuhedet li mau." Right, miyuhedet melashon v'hayu lebasar echad. So he tells the lady, "Hareat miyuhedet." That by the Torah, when it says "Adam gamayt ha'bar," right, "v'hayu lebasar echad." So if guys, "Hareat miyuhedetli," or "miyuhedetli," "miyuhedet yehud" is lashon of a person that goes with his shifha. Right, that's lashon kedushin. I'm sorry, but ama avriya. Right, when ama avriya gets married, they call that marriage a Yehud. So that we use the lashon of Yehud. Hadat mi yehudati. Now, Ezrati mahu. Right? Like Ezer kenegdo. Negdati mahu. That's like kenegdo also. That's also lashon maybe of the Torah. Atsurati mahu. So that she says, Atsurati lashon ne'esefet. Means you're gathering her into your house. You should be collected, right, into my house. Salati mahu. Salati mahu. You're my rib. Right, like we said, she's from the tzela. Sigurati mahu, my closed one. Right, I guess. Closed off to everybody else, or maybe closing the rib, the spot where it was opened up. Like, because it says vayisgor basar tahtena, the pasuk says. So then vayisgor, okay. Tahti mahu, you be under me. What's the law? Tefusati mahu, in tefus, meaning you're seized. Likuhati mahu, right, taken to me. So Gibbon says, well, all these questions we don't know. Pshot miyahada, one of them at least you can solve. Netanya, haomer likuhati, harezu mikudesh mishushinema ki yikah ishisha. Okay, that's obvious. Ki yikah ishisha, that one has to work. Iba'ilu, harufati mahu. Okay, guy uses lashon harufati. Now, what is the lashon of harufati? It's a shifcha neherefet leish. That's when a shifcha kena'anit gets married. The ishut of a shifcha kena'anit is to an eved evri is called a harufa. She's neherefet. So, if a guy uses lashon hareat neherefetli. So Gemara says, "Now, Tashem Adetanya, Omer Harufati Mekudeshet, Sheken Bihuda, Korin Arusa Harufa." In the Yehuda area, they would call an Arusa Harufa. The Yehuda, have you heard about the Alma? Well, Yehuda is the majority of the world, so in Yehuda, that's one place. Why should it be all over the world? Hakikamara, Omer Harufati Mekudeshet, Shene Emar, Vihi Shifcha Neherefet Leish. First, you see by Shifcha Kenanit, the word Harufa is used. Ve'od. And furthermore, Biyuda kulin arusa harufa. And then furthermore, you should know in Yehuda, they call it arusa harufa. So Gemara says, Biyuda v'od dekra. What do you mean? I need Yehuda to support the pasuk. He called me a pasuk. V'yishavchan harifet. Oh, and you should also know that in Yehuda they call it that. What's part of what they do in Yehuda? But I don't need Yehuda to support the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Yehuda v'od dekra, which means Yehuda is coming to support the. Because it says V'od Bihuda. No, furthermore in Yehuda. I need a furthermore for in Yehuda to prove the pasuk. Elachi kamara omer harufa Bihuda mekudeshet. Chikim Bihuda korin la'arusa harufa. Okay, which means generally speaking, in places we're going to say no, because really that pasuk is talking about something else. Look what she says. Shekin bihuda van mikra from the pasuk. Ekalim elav dehi yehud be'alma. When it's about a shifcha kena'anit, there's really no ishut on a shifcha kena'anit. It's more of a yehud. They're just secluded, right? Shehari b'shifcha kena'anit ha'katum medaber. Shein kedushin toshim ba. So therefore, you can't really say the word harufa is applying for arusa unless you live in Yehuda, and Yehuda they use that third terminology. But the pasuk is really not a פסוקו מיקרא, ויסקד הדקים אדם הרבגיטים בחדשה שפה והרצשה בת חולין הכתוב מדבר, תשייכי בצד קידושים. And have a minute, we're talking about a lady that's חצייה, שפחה חדשה בת חולין, that is, she has a part קידושין to her, therefore we thought the פסוק is valid, but the man said, we don't need the פסוק, we just met in Yehuda, where the girls are called, and הרוסה is called הרופה, so it would work. Good? Oh, now Gemara says, "Hold it." Bemai askinan, which means all these languages. Look at Rashi. Behanach lishnei dekameban. All these questions that we left in a quandary. Iavu kedushin ilova. We don't know if it's kedushin or not. Hechidame.
What's the case? If they weren't even talking about the subject of Kiddushin, the questionable case of Girushin, where they weren't talking about Girushin at all, how does she even know what he's talking about? Which is, he's using this vague terminology. She never heard the terminology. They weren't even talking about it. So he pops the question on her. You know, he uses a language that is, you know, salati. She doesn't know what he's talking about. And for sure, that cannot be a kiddushin. It must be he was talking to her about it. They were having a conversation about getting married. Right? So the Gemara says, if that's the case, afagav de lo amar laname. If he's having a conversation, all he got to do is give the star or give the money. He doesn't have to say anything. How do you know? The dam hayam the mishal eskei gita v'kedusha. He was talking on the subject of gitin v'kedushim v'natan na gita v'kedusha v'lo pirish. He didn't say anything. The bi yoseh omer dayo. The bi yoseh enough. Asukim be'oto anyan. You throw the money to. Already, it's obvious what the money is for. The bi yuda meserik the fraud, the financial. Okay, the bi yuda argues. And Rav Unah taught halacha, you don't have to be a fetish if you are talking about the subject. So we're back to the question, what's the case? If you're talking about the subject, you don't got to say anything. If you're not talking about the subject, even saying it's not going to happen because she doesn't know what you're talking about. So V'idyahiv la'vishati kakanameh. Which means if you kept quiet and you were talking about the Inyan of Kiddushin, you gave it the Kiddushin the money, it'll be Kiddush. You were talking about the Inyan of Kiddushin and then you used one of these terminologies. So now it throws off the whole conversation now. Because you were talking about the Inyan, she's thinking Kiddushin. All of a sudden now you give her this, whatever you said. So Gemara says, does he mean to consummate with a Kiddushin? Or maybe it just means, oh, you should work for me. And therefore, Tiku. But if he kept quiet, you don't got to say anything. If he was talking about the subject, but he said these vague terminologies, that's where we have the sefik. Is it for Kiddushin or is it for Melacha Gufa Yamidabirim Aishalas Kegita Kedushin? He was talking to her about her Gitin and Kedushin. Venatanla Gita Kedushin. Now you get to get the Kedushin. But no Pire, she didn't say anything. Rabbi Yoseh Omer Dayo, it's enough. Rabbi Yuda Omer Srikla Fresh. Amar Rabbi Yuda Mashwe. Rabbi Usha Asukin Beoto Inyan. But what? They gotta be talking on the subject of Gitin Kedushin. Okay? Which means that she says, you have to be talking about it ad sha'at netina lathish, as he shows him. Which means not enough just to talk about it. At the time he gives the coin, he's got to be talking. V'chen amar Rabbi Elazar bar Boshaya v'hu sha'asukin be'oto inyan ketana'e. Rabbi Omer v'hu sha'asukin be'oto inyan. Right? One rabbi says, Rabbi, that they have to be talking about the inyan of Kedushin, Rabbi Elazar bar Bishon Omer. Afa pishen asukin be'oto inyan. Even if they're not talking about the inyan, it's okay, just give it to her. So the Gemara says, we're talking about the E, Lab, Daskim, Botoranyan, Mina, Yad, Amai, Kamarla. Which means, how do you know what's going on? Nothing's happening. They're not talking about Kiddushin. All of a sudden, he gives over a coin. How does she know what's coming for? Now she says, Mina, Yad, Kibandim, Shad, Nitina, Lo, Lab, Askim, Bidibura, Kiddushin, Mina, Yad, Shilashim, Kiddushin, Unatamda. How do you know she's getting it, Lashim, Kiddushin? She did say, Rafapish, Debru, Kevar, Bekach. Which is in a Kanami. They were talking about it earlier, but then they stopped talking about it. So this rabbi holds the B and the Azab and the B Shimon. It's okay. So what are you talking about? The conversation ended. Now the time of the giving. How did you know? From one inyan to another inyan, they were discussing, as she says. They were talking about Kiddushin originally in depth, right? Then they changed the conversation. But they were still talking about the inyan of the zivug related to marriage, which means how much the dunya do you have, how many fields do you have, what's going to be with panasa, things like that. So that's called me'inyan le'inyan be'oto inyan. So he said, that's enough. The dunya is also good. Amar Rav Unah Amar Shmuel halacha kerabi yoseh. Halacha kerabi yoseh meaning what? You don't have to say anything when you are talking in yan of Kiddushin. We have a statement that said, anybody who doesn't know the halachot, of Gittin quite well, or doesn't know the laws of Kiddushin quite well, lo ye lo esek imahem. Don't be involved, don't be a judge. Because you might be matir isur irva. And therefore you're going to make mamzerim, and it's aivut she'enu yachol l'taken, you're not able to fix it, which means, unless you know ilchot ishut, cold, stay away from judging these cases, because you're going to make a mistake where you're going to think the marriage wasn't a marriage, it really was a marriage, you're going to give a get, the get's going to be a wrong get, and therefore you're going to go matir ishut, and you're not able to fix these issues over here. So Gemara says, afidu lo shami alehad ravuna, amar Shmuel. You mean when Rav Huna came along and said halakha can be yoseh? When you said if a guy doesn't know the halakhot of Gittin, does it mean even if he doesn't know, we just said that the halakha is not going to be yoseh? That apply also that they shouldn't get involved? Amalei told him back, yes, if the judge doesn't know the halakha is not going to be yoseh, don't get involved in Gittin v'kiddushin. Because also he doesn't know the halakha, he's going to think, no, they weren't talking, he didn't say anything at the time of the giving, it's not mekudeshet. Everybody's arguing mekudeshet. Now the guy's going to matir and ishidish. So yeah, even if he doesn't notice halakha, even if he doesn't notice halakha, he should have anything to do with this case. Bechem begirushin atana gita b'amada areat mishud lachat. Right? You are sent areat megureshet areat muted lechol adam arehi megureshet pshita natana gita b'amada leishto areat bat chorin. Right? The guy tells his wife, you're free. Lo amar velo kelum. Why? That she says litgeresha im katav lashon ze begin sheinze lashon gerushin. That's a gerushin. I mean, she might be free. That's maybe what we say today. But that's not lashon of a gerushin to be valid. But chorin is not the right word. Amar le shifcha to. He told the shifcha, his shifcha. Correct. Shifcha kenaranit are at muteret lechol adam. Also no good. Lo amar velo kelum. You know why? Because she's not muted lechol adam. Once she's free, she's asut to an eved, which means that language does not work by a shifcha, which means by a lady. Hadat muted lechol adam is a good language, a regular lady. Why? Because it's like a nashi. Lashon girusinu velo lashon shechrur. The shifcha. Di bat chorin mashvela. Because if that lashon is going to make her bat chorin, ena muteret la'avadim. She's not going to be muteret tabadim, right? So when she goes free, she's fully Jewish. She's not married ever anymore. Aval lashon getu leisha. Why? Shematira lakol shaita asura lo al yado. Whoever you are asur by being married, so by saying areat muteret is matir, but it's not going to free a shifcha. Okay, that lashon areat muteret is not working for a shifcha. So the guy says, aval el ishto. Guy tells his wife, Hare at le'atzmich. You should be to yourself. Mao, mi'amrina le'melacha ka'amarla. Maybe it means keep your work. You don't got to give me my ma'asei adam. Keep your melacha. O dilma le'gamri ka'amarla. Maybe no, hare at atzmich. You are to yourself, meaning you're go get married. Amarle ravina le'melacheta shema detanya. Gufo shel get shechrur. What's the main text of a get shechrur when a person is freeing his slave? Hare ata ben horin. Hare ata le'atzmecha. Oh, so we see hare ata le'atzmecha frees an eved kena'ani. So Gemara makes a kavachomer. Hashta uma eved kena'ani de kani le'gufe. Where he owns the goof of the eved. And what? Ki amale hare ata le'atzmecha le'gavni kamale. When he says hare ata le'atzmecha, he goes free. Isha de lo kani le'gufa. The lady, he doesn't own the goof. Local chicken, certainly. That means hare ata le'atzmecha is a strong language. You can even free somebody that you own. Certainly it should release the lady to get married. Therefore, you want to say, it's okay. Amale ravina le'mashe. Amale avdo, he told the slave. In li esek becha. I have nothing to do with you. My, what is the law? Miyamrinan in the esek becha legamri. Meaning, you're free. I have nothing to do with you. Go, you're free. See you later. Kamar le, odil ma le melacha kamar. You're still my slave, but you don't have to work. Right? You kept them on. Amar le, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, Rav Asheva. Amri la, Rav Hanin, Mehuzza'al, Rav Asheta Shema. המוכר עבדו לעובד כוכבים יצא לחירות וצריך גט שחרור מרבו ראשון. We have a law. A person has a slave. Eved Kenani is chayav in mitzvot like a lady. before they buy the slave, before he becomes a slave, he has to go to the mikveh, he takes brit milah, meaning he's partly Jewish. When he goes free, then he becomes fully Jewish. So you're not allowed to sell your eved kenani to a goy. Why? Because you're going to cause him now to not be able to fulfill the mitzvot. So the rabbis put a knas on the guy. You sell your eved to a goy, now you have to redeem him even 10 times the amount of his normal price. And once you redeem him, now you have to free him. Understand? So Gemara says, "Hamocher avdo leoved kuvim yetzal leherut." He goes, "If it's tzarich, get shahrut." But what? He doesn't automatically go free, because when you sell it to a goy cannot make kinyan aguf on a person. A Jew can make a kinyan aguf on a goy, but a goy cannot make a kinyan aguf on another person. So therefore, when you're selling it to the goy, he doesn't own him, so therefore he cannot free him. So therefore, when you sell it to the goy, you have to buy him back, and you still have to give him a get shahrut, because he's not considered freed yet, right? That's only talking about where you have to write a get shahrut, where you did not write an ono first. But if you wrote an ono, zehu shahruro. Gemara says, "Heki dame ono." What is an ono? Amar Rav Sheshat, "Dechatav lekishetivrach mimenu in the esek becha." He told him, "Mefirus, when he sold him to the goy, when you run away, I have nothing to do with you." Which means he freed him already with the words in the esek becha. So you see what the words in the esek becha is good to free a slave. Comes the Gemara and continues, "Amar Abaye, hamikadesh bemilve." Okay, what's the case? A guy lends a lady money. Right? Lends a lady $1,000. So he comes along and says, "I'm going to make kiddushin with the money that I lent you." Okay, the money I lent you, the milveh. So comes again what it says, "Ena mekudeshet." No good. Why? So that she says, we learned kiham is the efron. You got to give something at the time of the kiddushin. When you give somebody a loan, it's not here. She spent it already. What is the loan for? Therefore, it's gone. It's hers. She's obligated to pay other monies, but the money that she got is gone already. So therefore, you're not giving anything at the time of the kiddushin. So therefore, mikadesh b'milveh, or the $1,000 I gave you, $1,000 I gave is mine already. I owe you other monies. Therefore, you cannot be mikadesh me with the milveh. You didn't give me anything. So Gemara says, "Hana'at milveh mikudeshet." What is the hana'ah of the milveh? We'll see in the Gemara. Gemara is going to explain. But don't do it because it looks like a beat. It has the traces of a beat. What's the case of hana'at milveh? If you made a set price for the beat, that you did what? The amarla arba b'hamisha, which means the guy said like this: I'm lending you 4, you'll pay me back the 5. And then the guy comes along and says, "You know, that 5th coin, keep it. You know what I mean? You don't got to pay me that coin over there." So that's the hana'ah that she's getting. She's getting that extra coin. Gemara says, "That's not harama. Harabit me'aliyatai." That's real nebit. For when you set a price at the time of the loan, right? I'm lending you 4, you give me back 5. That is nebit gemura. That's not haramat nebit. Ve'od hainu melveh. And furthermore, That's like the case of milveh. That's like the loan, because you're not giving her anything at the time of the kiddushin. She owes you that money. So she owes you 2. So it's just like she owes you 4. So she owes you 5 also. That's how much. She can pay any money you want. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that 4 and 5 case doesn't work. First of all, it's the mid gimura. Second of all, you're back to the case of milveh. She owes you that money. So therefore, it's not here. And therefore, you didn't give her anything at the time. Oh, you gave her more time. What does that mean? We gave her more time. Has she? Lo tzrika darbach lazeman halva'ato va'amarna itkadshi b'hana'azu with the hana'a she'atayit noten peruta l'adam she'fayeseni al kach. Oli. Which means, how much money would you pay this guy to talk to me so I give you more time? Money's owned in a month, right? Everybody wants an extension, right? So what? She goes to a friend of the guy. Listen, do me a favor, you got to talk to him. I need another month. How much money would you be willing to pay for that, right? So I'm going to give you the time for nothing. But there's value to that. So the hana'ah that you would have willing to spend to mifayes me, to give you more time with that hana'ah, keep it. So I'm giving, she's getting something right there. She's getting that hana'ah, right? So it's really not the beat. That's not a fixed price, because the beat to be fixed has to be fixed at the time of the loan. This was done after the loan already was done,
service,
and it's a service. It's not on the money itself. The impidesh la kach mikudesh. Right? If he was mifaresh this, it works. The haramat rebitu, but it's still haramat rebit. Like the avia velo rebit gamur de lo katz lamidi. First of all, lo katz. It's not. It doesn't have a definition. The beat minatura has to have a set amount. Four, and you give me back five. Here is the amount you would give. It's not already a set amount. Velo midi shakamina. And furthermore, he didn't take anything from her. The koshiken imahalo kolam malve. Or the most, if he would have came along and said, I waived the whole loan. How much would you pay to get a guy to talk to me to forgive you the loan? That's also going to be, then you don't even have a beat issue over there. That's beautiful case. That's mikudeshet ve'afilu in haramat ribit in that case. Da'ashtahu de'kayayiv la hach peruta da'ana'at malveh. Aval ki mikadeshet be'ikara ma'ot, but when you want to mikadeshet with the money of the milveh, la'midi yayiv la shikavarem b'reshuta ve'em she'la'ar. She's repeating. That when you want to be mikadeshet with the milveh, it's up, you didn't give her anything. The house already. Understand the cases? Okay, good. Comes Gibran and says, now...
Why would you give it the time I can have?
You don't get anything. I'm giving right now, you just benefited two pirutot to your pocket. I'd be willing to pay $10 to go get more time from you. I'm going to give you the time for free. Right? The question, you would have paid money for that. So that $10 I'm putting in your pocket now. Now you have an extra $10 in your pocket. That's the kiddushin. Right? Comes Gibran and says now, Amar Rava, Hilach Maneh al Menat Shetachzirehu Li. Unbelievable case. The Gemara says, here's the kiddushin, you give it back to me. Matana al menat lahzir. Right, that mikudeshi, take the money, you give it back to me. Bemecher lo kana. Let's go one step at a time. If it's a business deal, right, here's the money for the karka, and you give me the money back, it's not a business deal. When you give a business deal with money, the money's got to be binding, no amanat lahzir. Beisha in a mikudeshin. You give a lady me a kiddushin, I'm not to get the money back, no good. Befijona bin, and beno padui, right? You give the kohen the five coins, and you tell the kohen, yeah, I'm not, you give me the coins back, no good. Right? Betruma, here's the interesting case. In teruma, I go to the kohen, I tell him, listen, here's your teruma, hare yatsa yedin nitina, even though I tell him I want it back. The nitina is okay. It looks like the case of a kohen misayah bebet hagenot. What is that? A kohen is not allowed to work for the Yisrael in his granaries to get payment in terumah. Which means, what were the kohanim used to do? So a guy has a big granary, he needs work, he needs helpers. So what does the kohen do? It's unspoken, but that's the deal. He said, you know what, I'll work for you in the granaries. Just pay me, you give me the terumot. Now, he doesn't have to give that guy terumah, but by working in the granary, he's locking in the terumah for himself. That's called the kohen ha-misayeya bebet ha-geranot. Now, we don't want that because you're making a zuzul in the terumah now. You're making terumah now into payment for services. We don't want that. Kohen ha-misayeya bebet ha-geranot is no good. So similarly over here, the terumah counts, but now he's giving it back, and he's giving it back. It looks like he's giving it back, so now he'll get the next one. Like, you know, so he's like doing you a favor by giving it back. So he locks in the next terumah. We don't like that. That she says, "Kohen ha-misayeya bebet ha-geranot." Look at Rashi. Vasur la'asot ken lefi shebeskar zeh yiten lo sha'at terumotav. Right. Thanks for giving me back this terumah. I'm going to reward. I'll give you back. I'll give you the next one. It looks like the kohen's buying the terumah in his wages. You don't give them terumah to ma'asrot. Halel of it means they have defiled and defamed the terumah. They have destroyed the covenant of the Levim. Okay? So now comes the Gemara and says like this. So in all these cases, Matanat Amanat Lachazir is not considered a Matana. Not for a Mechir. Not for a Kiddushin. Not for a Pidyon HaBen. But for what? For Teruma, it's a Matana. It counts, but don't do it. So there's a strange over here. The Chaura, it shouldn't be anything for Teruma either. It shouldn't be a Nitina Bechlal. So comes the Gemara and says, my kasabar Rava, what does Rava hold? I kasabar matana minat lehazir shimme matana. If you hold that a matana minat lehazir is considered a matana, afilu kulli hunameh. So all the other cases should be good also. The kiddushin should be kiddushin, the pijon should be a pijon. The I kasabar lo shimme matana. And if you hold that, why it's not considered a matana, afilu teruma nameh. So if it shouldn't be a netina by teruma. The old, furthermore, we know what Rabba holds. Ha Rabba hu de amar matana al menat lahazir shimme matana. We know that Rabba holds that what matana al menat lahazir is considered a matana. Where do we know it from? From his opinion that he says by alulav and etrog on the first day of Sukkot. Because the Torah says what? Torah says ukahtem lachem bayom harishon. That what? That the etrog has to belong to the person. You cannot use a borrowed etrog on the first day of the holiday. You have to actually own it. So what happens? The guy doesn't have an etrog. So what does it say? Damar vahilach etrog zeh. So the guy goes to his friend, he gives him the etrog, amenat shetahziruhu li. But on the condition that what? You give it to me back. Natlo vihaziro. If he shakes the love, but he gives it back, if he fulfills the condition, yatsa. So what do you see? Matanat l'manat l'achazir is considered a matana. V'im rav lo yatsa. So then the question is that in all these cases, pijon should be a pijon, the teruma, for sure should be a teruma, the kiddushin should be a kiddushin. So what's the issue over here? Ela amar avashe b'chulehu kane. You know what? Really it is kone. Because matanat l'manat l'achazir, shema matana. Therefore by the pijon, it is a pijon. And therefore by the field, it is kone. Oh, and davar teruma also. Levar meisha, but not by a lady. You know why? If she in isha niknit bahalipin, which means we learned earlier. What's halipin? Halipin is a type of kinyan where you didn't really give her anything, right? The kone, right? He gives the handkerchief. She picks up the handkerchief, and she herself now transfers herself to the husband. That's a type of halipin. That's there's nothing transferred. Well, we learned earlier, a lady does not makne herself in halipin, and therefore this is like a halipin over here. Because what are you doing? Here's the money and give it to me back. So that's not that's like a halipin. And we said what a lady is not makne herself in halipin. Look at that she says. He holds like a chair, he can give it back. That's what's happening over here. She holds the piruta and then she gives it back. That's a halipin. So halipin is not going to work. Correct? You're right. That's the way Rava explained it. And therefore, we heard it from Rava himself. And he said, really, a kone, except for kiddushin, that you're not going to be kone. Now, just let's get the, our girsa and the Gemara is lefi she'en isha niknit b'halipin. That's the girsa of the Rashi, that's the girsa of the Rif as well. Which means, minat Torah, a lady is not niknit b'matana al minat. It doesn't work because bottom line, she did not get the hana'a from the matana, which means she got to give it. Even though she had a hana'a temporarily, what's a hana'a? She's holding a coin for 5 minutes. That doesn't mean anything. Bottom line, she has to give it back. So therefore, since she didn't get a tangible hana'a, so therefore, according to this, she thought matanat al manat la'azir is no good by kiddushin mid-de'oraita. Okay? However, there are other shitot. Tosfot over here says that minat Torah, it's chal, and the chachamim were mafkiya, because it looks like a halipin. Because really over here, matana l'manat l'azir, shim matana. So technically, she got it. I mean, if you hold this matana, she got something. Just like the etrog is also. So Tosfot wants to say, no, it's kiddushin b'deorah, but the rabbi said it's too similar to a halipin. It smells like a halipin. Oh. And halipin's not good, so therefore it's like a gezerah atu halipin. So the mafkiya, the kiddushin b'deorahita, atu rabbi. So you have a fantastic mahlok, the ishonim of din Rashi and Tosafot, a matana menat lazir. Alibad de Rashi, it's not a kiddushin afinu b'deorahita. Fito Tosafot, deorahita, the afkinu rabbanat kiddushin min baruch Allah ya olam. Amen.